You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow marks 4 weeks since Chinese officials locked down the city of Wuhan and the rest of the province of Hubei to contain this coronavirus. China says new infections are falling, suggesting the containment strategy might be working. The World Health Organization says it's too early to say if that is a trend. China's a vast country, and outside Hubei province, people struggle to get on with their business. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports.
Every few minutes on the local radio, citizens are asked to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. Avoid parties, malls, the cinema, and karaoke bars, says this public service announcement. And people like Rebecca Huang got the message. She stays at home in the eastern port city of Qingdao just to be safe.
The incubation period for this virus is long. A person not far from here was infected, but only showed symptoms 2 weeks later.
And because you just don't know who might be sick, schoolteacher Jane Ma in northern Liaoning province is avoiding contact, even with couriers.
I don't do as much online shopping now.
The fear of contracting the virus led Zhang Liying in Shanghai to cancel a planned vacation to Europe.
On an overseas trip, I would easily spend up to $3,000.
Still, people are spending on travel, back to the cities for work from their hometowns after the Lunar New Year holiday. Josie Fan paid nearly three times more to fly rather than take the train from southwest Yunnan province to Beijing.
Because, like, the traveling time by plane is a lot shorter than train.
And that might limit her chances of catching the virus, she says. Spending more time at home means people stock up on food, like YY, a freelancer in marketing.
I bought a lot of snacks, beer, wine, and instant noodles.
Residents of the epicenter of the virus outbreak, Wuhan City, have also bought medical supplies. People like Tian Changxing. He says he bought face masks, goggles, and even vitamin C. That came to a few hundred dollars, a fraction of what his family would normally spend over the Lunar New Year holiday. Shoe business consultant James Gao spent less, too. He didn't have any social gatherings during the break, which has one tiny upside, he says. No overeating, which is healthier.
Personally, it's a healthier year.
Gao also had extra family time, something he says that's priceless. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.